Hello, good day, good afternoon, good evening to all. It's Snippets time with me, with Uta. So if you go to Blackpool when the illuminations are on, take a ride in one of the old trams, or any time, any day when you go up, because, yes, Blackpool trams are back on track. Old trams that were withdrawn from service in Blackpool last year are to return, the Lancashire Resorts Council has said. The Heritage Tram Service was the last surviving first-generation tramway in the country until its suspension in December, and it will restart after issues such as a lack of depot space was resolved or were resolved. Blackpool Council said it had agreed to undertake a programme of works with Blackpool Transport Services to allow the Heritage Trams to run out of the Stargate depot again in time for October half-term's Lightpool Festival. Yes, and Blackpool also has a Madame Tussauds Museum. And that was a very different experience for one couple. Yes, the couple was locked in Madame Tussauds. A couple locked inside a Madame Tussauds museum for more than 4 hours said it was the worst experience of their lives. Michelle Robinson, aged 44, and her partner Stephen, 48, found themselves trapped in the Wax Museum's branch in Blackpool earlier this month. The pair said as they headed towards the exit, all the lights went out. Miss Robinson said, "We couldn't believe that such a big company would let this happen. Madame Tussauds Blackpool has been contacted for comment, but no response so far." Well, that experience makes you shiver. But here's an experience which had gone wrong. And now, well, the first piece of Lynch's yacht was recovered. Remember the sinking of the yacht outside or in front of Sicily? The first pieces of tech tycoon Mike Lynch's sunken superyacht have been brought to the surface in Sicily. Baezan, main, boom and anchor has been recovered. The vessel sunk last August. Salvors began the process by using a diamond cutting wire and lifting the boom, sail and furling gear onto a floating barge. Well, under the sea, you can experience a fascinating life too. But fish don't think that, do they? Well, more than £1 million paid for the lucky tuna. Lucky? Well, he got caught. A sushi restaurant in Tokyo has paid more than £1 million for a single tuna weighing as much as a motorbike. The 276-kilo bluefin tuna was bought by the Onodera Group at the annual New Year auction. And the 207 million yen fee was the second highest paid at the event to date. The first tuna is meant to bring a good fortune, an Onodera official Shinji Nagao said after the sale. Our wish is that people will eat this and have a wonderful year. Well, not super yacht, not fish, but sunken treasure I'm talking now. Titanic's violin sells for £54,000. The violin, played as the Titanic sank in the 1997 Hollywood film, has been auctioned for £54,000. The instrument was used by the bandleader to play the hymn "Nearer My God to Thee" to calm passengers as the ship sank. And amazing amounts of money goes through auctions. But you also can win in a lottery. Mr. Hoover is lottery winner's first buy. Oh no, not Mr. Hoover. A Hoover is a lottery winner's first buy. A lorry driver who scooped £5.2 million on a lottery quit his job and bought a new vacuum cleaner as his first purchase. Gary MacDonald, that's his name, of Barking said, "We still shopped around for the best deal of the vacuum cleaner, and that Hoover was the one we wanted. We are not flash people. We are very down to earth, know the value of things." And the 60-year-old rang his boss to resign after learning of his jackpot win. He plans to marry his partner of 25 years and they are house hunting away from the city. What a nice touch to that. And here's another winner, a winner of a prestigious prize as well as a lot of money. He used his brain. Well, mastermind winner wants to inspire his pupils. An English teacher who won this year's series of Mastermind has said he hopes to win, or his win will inspire his pupils. John Robinson, a teacher at Bishop Challoner Catholic College in Birmingham, won the tense final of Monday, or on Monday, after pipping his fellow contestant Claire Reynolds on the last question. His victory comes 6 years after he won £500,000 on ITV's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Well, Mr. Robinson said, "I constantly tell the students that I teach, if you put effort into your revision, you'll get a reward at the end of it." And, well, he got a different reward. Even on top of that, not only the glass bowl and £500,000 early on, but meanwhile, Mr. Robinson is now in a relationship with a woman who won the second prize on Mastermind, Mrs. Claire, or Miss Claire Reynolds. Well, it's all about love, isn't it? Love letter found in RAF uniform. Yes, a love letter addressed to a woman's darling in the RAF has been found in the pocket of a military uniform bought in a Greater Manchester charity shop. Andy Hacking discovered the letter written by a woman called Jean from Herschel Street, Preston, after buying the uniform in Ramsbottom. The World War II military enthusiast from Accrington, Lancashire, is now hoping to reunite Jean's family with a letter which has a postmark of 17th December 1945. Well, I hope it triggers someone's memory to identify the woman who wrote the letter. That would be lovely. Memory. Yes, memory. Memory? Have you got a good one? Well, I sometimes doubt mine. Well, wasps have strong memories for feeding. Did you know that? No, I didn't. Wasps have stunning brain power when it comes to feeding their young, research shows. Digger wasps and digger wasp mothers make a short burrow for an egg, stocking it with food and returning a few days later to provide more. The study in Current Biology magazine reveals that mother wasps can remember the locations of up to 9 separate nests. I sometimes don't know where I put my car keys. Well, maybe I should take an example from the wasps. So if one starts losing memories and thinks of dementia, well, now treating virus could prevent Alzheimer's. Treating cold sores with antiviral medicines could help slash the risk of Alzheimer's disease, research has suggested. Previous studies have found that the herpes simplex virus type 1 can lie dormant in human cells for a lifetime before reawakening, leading to dementia symptoms. Experts have discovered that the HSV-1 causes changes that resemble those in the brains of dementia patients, such as amyloid plaque-like formations and inflammation. Now, a large US study suggests that treating HSV-1, which is the herpes simplex virus type 1, may be a route to lessening the risk of Alzheimer's disease, the authors wrote in the journal BMJ Open. Sometimes there's more behind all this. Have it checked out? And new tests cut brain tumor diagnosis in time. Scientists have developed an ultra-fast test which can slash the time patients have to wait to find out what type of brain tumor they have. Patients usually wait 6 to 8 weeks to find out the type of brain tumor, but the new tool, which assesses the DNA from a sample taken from the tumor, can achieve this in about 2 hours, experts found. They said this means that patients can start treatment faster and the test may help also in surgical terms. So also there is a new way to assess risk of heart disease. So we are all in medical terms here for the last three little docus. New ways to assess risk of heart disease. A test that assesses particles in the blood could predict a person's risk of developing heart disease more accurately than measuring cholesterol, a study suggests. Switching the focus to the level of proteins associated with so-called bad cholesterol could potentially save lives, researchers in Sweden and the US have said. Cholesterol is essential for maintaining healthy cells, but having too much in the blood can increase the risk of heart disease and stroke. The researchers suggested measuring levels of lipoproteins, particles that transport fats, to assess heart risk. So someone who has recovered well from an illness is our Princess Kate. A rose was named after the Princess of Wales. A rose has been named after the Princess of Wales to highlight the healing power of nature. The Royal Horticultural Society says the aim of Catherine's rose, which has a coral pink bloom with a scent of Turkish delight and mango, is to raise awareness of how being outdoors supports well-being. Funds from its sale will go to a cancer charity. Kate completed her chemotherapy treatment last year. Yes, and roses and an abundance of other flowers were displayed at the Chelsea Flower Show. I watched a couple of those episodes and it was really interesting to see how the little insects were humming and summing around the blossoms and the petals. But danger is lurking, especially on the Channel Islands. Invasive hornets in Channel Islands. That doesn't sound good. More Asian hornets, queens, have been trapped this year in the Channel Islands than in all of 2024. The invasive species, first discovered in the islands in 2016, damages biodiversity. And Alistair Christie of the Jersey government said consistent temperatures made a good winter for the queens of the Asian hornet species. So there are certain ways to deal with insects. But an animal to watch out for is a or your dog. Because, well, watch what you say. Dogs may be able to listen in on human conversations and recognize words, research shows. Scientists found that canines possess the neurological capacity to detect keywords such as their own name within longer stretches of human speech. And the study involving about 50 dogs from a range of breeds, including Dachshunds and St. Bernards, challenges assumptions that the animals only respond to familiar words spoken in excited or baby talk tones. Our research shows that dogs are able to pick out and recognize words relevant to them in a monotonous stream of otherwise irrelevant speech. And the findings suggest that our canine companions may understand much more than as was previously thought. Well, I mean, every dog lover, every dog owner and, well, dog lover knows that already. Am I right? I mean, you only have to say the word walkie to your dog and he knows exactly what's going on in the next second. So no words are not needed. Just ring the bell. Where? Well, ding, ding, to return to London buses. The bell that was used in or on London buses to alert passengers that their vehicle was about to set off is set to make a comeback. The ding-ding noise, which vanished from the capital's soundscape in 2005, will be one of several sounds trialled in an effort to find which is the best one to alert customers that the bus is about to depart. Transport for London are hoping to find a way to reduce the number of injuries sustained by travellers on the buses, with one eye especially on older passengers for whom a trip or fall could prove more dangerous. It is thought they may remember the sounds from their younger days. Oh, how far have you got to go back for that then? Well, and if you need more rhythm and not just a ding-dong, listen to wild chimpanzees. Chimps drumming is music to our ears. Wild chimpanzees drum with rhythm and their beat shares some properties with human music, a study co-led by the University of St. Andrews has found. The research published in the magazine Current Biology also shows that chimpanzees, subspecies living on different sides of Africa, drum with different rhythms. And the chimps use their hands and feet to make music on rainforest tree roots. Well, I prefer a quiet time now, so I say my goodbye to you. It's goodbye from Uta. Till my next snippets time.